Is this thing on?
I don't know, is it?
I don't know.
Okay, well.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome to the first ever episode of
Girl Talk. I am DJ Bubbles.
I'm DJ CJ.
And we're about to talk about girl talk. I mean, we're just going to talk about relationships and all that. And we're just going to give you some advice.
First episode, we will be talking about relationship status and advice on how to get there.
We interviewed some people around tech school. We had some very interesting answers.
We did.
It was a little shocking.
Let's listen to those real quick.
Yeah.
Name and occupation.
Caleb. Mechanic.
What is your relationship status?
Not in one.
Why?
Because I really don't care. I don't have time.
Name and occupation?
No. Carson Yamashita.
Sig Tech.
What is your relationship status?
I have a girlfriend.
How'd you guys start dating?
We knew the same person that we met. I don't know.
What advice would you give to other people?
Just enjoy your life. You only live once.
Name and occupation?
Nevaeh Brown, and I'm an automotive.
What is your relationship status?
I'm taken.
What happened to you to be taken?
My boyfriend asked me out.
How?
We just started talking more, I guess.
What advice would you give to other people who are wanting to be in a relationship?
Just do it. Don't be scared.
Name and occupation?
I'm Ellen. I'm a student at Sig Tech.
What's your relationship status?
I'm dating someone.
How did you get in that relationship?
I met him through a family friend.
What advice do you have for people wanting to be in a relationship?
Main thing is just keep communicating. You know, make sure they know everything that's going on in your life so they don't have to assume. And that kind of keeps you healthy.
That's solid advice. Name and occupation?
My name is Jackson Nolan and currently unemployed.
What's your relationship status?
I have a girlfriend.
Of how long?
About like 3 weeks. So it's pretty new.
How did you get in that relationship?
We met through friends. So we just started talking.
Do you have any advice for people wanting to be in a relationship?
Probably just don't be in one. Stay single. But yeah.
I hope his girlfriend doesn't hear this. Name and occupation.
Donnie Hart, dish cleaner.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Yes.
Why?
Because I love her.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Why'd you get in a relationship with her?
Because she was nice and she paid attention to me.
Do you have any advice for people wanting to be in a relationship?
If you're a guy, the girl's is always right. If you're a girl, don't lower your standards.
Name and occupation?
MJ, I am not currently working.
Are you in a relationship?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want to be in one right now.
Why not?
Focusing on myself, and I don't like people at the moment.
Do you have any advice for people that want to focus on themselves?
You are the most important thing in the world, and it's okay to be selfish sometimes.
Name and occupation.
My name is Bentley, and I work at Walmart.
Nice. Are you in a relationship?
Yeah. I'm a very happy relationship right now.
Why?
Because I found a man that actually wants to treat me like I'm an actual human.
How'd you meet him?
Through my cousin, and then me and my cousin stopped being friends, so.
Do you have any advice for people that want to be in a relationship?
Listen to each other, talk. Don't just put off emotions. Be there for them.
So as we heard of those interesting answers, we're going to talk about our relationship status right now.
Oh, yeah.
CJ, do you want to go first?
No, I think you can go, Bubbles.
Okay. Well, I am happily taken by my boyfriend. We've been dating for 2 months now, and we talked for almost 2 months. So technically, I've known him for almost 4 months, which is kind of weird because it felt like I just met him a month ago.
How did you meet him?
So I finally just got Snapchat back because I didn't have it over the summer.
Yeah.
And I was at work, and this kid, his name is Brody. And I'm friends with him. He's kind of like my neighbor. And they had football practice. And he posted a picture of him and my boyfriend Hayden on there. So I just kind of added him back on Snapchat because he added me originally without me knowing. So he did it like over the summer. And right. Then me and Hayden just started talking, and we met up at my work, and we got some ice cream and talked on August 20th. And then we started dating September 24th.
Aw, how sweet. I'm single. My therapist thinks that I need to focus on myself, which is probably true. I really do need to focus on myself and spend some more time with, you know, discovering who I am and just getting on a good mentality so I can be able to be in a relationship. But it's lonely sometimes.
It
gets to be very lonely.
Yeah. And I was in that same boat for over a year and a half after my ex-boyfriend broke up with me. I was like in this downhill, like I just didn't know what to do anymore. And then over a year and a half, I finally just found myself again and I just focused on myself and here I am.
After me and my ex-boyfriend broke up, I was really down. Like, I thought I was not worth anything. I thought I was never going to find love again. And I feel like that was over the summer. And I feel like I have a different mentality now.
Yeah.
That I am worth, like, everything. Like, I am not worthless.
You know who you are and you know that you're worthy and you have your standards being like, this is how I need to be treated.
Yeah. And I know that I did not deserve any of that.
Yeah.
And I can do way better.
Boys are just dumb.
Yeah. They can be very dumb. There are good guys.
There really are. But in this society, it's just hard to find.
You really have to look hard for the good guys.
Yeah.
A lot of guys nowadays, like, you hear songs on the radio and you hear all of them talking about, like, vulgar stuff about women.
Yeah.
And then you hear those sweet songs talking about, like, romance, and those are more of, like, the older songs.
Yeah.
And it breaks my heart knowing that that's how we are to them. Like, that's how they see us.
Yeah. Why can't we just go back to the 60s?
Well, let's not go too far.
The 60s. The 60s, it was like drive-in movies. You have like a fine diner and they take you out on a date and you go dancing.
I would love to go to a drive-in movie with a guy. I would love that.
And like set up like a little picnic spot in like the trunk or like have a hammock.
Okay, you're so making me feel very lonely right now.
He said that, not me. But okay,
well...
Honestly, my best advice for people, just wait until you're ready. I've had so many failed talking stages because I backed out and I was like, no, I'm not ready for this. And
yeah, right. Yeah. So I've talked to a few people after my ex-boyfriend and I just was not ready. And I made that boundary with them that I was not ready to be in a relationship and I was not like mentally ready. I feel like I'm getting there. I feel like I'm really progressing though. I'm moved on.
Yeah.
I am focusing on myself. And I feel like the best advice I can give someone is don't look. Don't look for someone.
Let them come to you.
Really, because they will eventually.
Yeah.
Don't look for someone. Don't seem desperate.
Don't waste your time on a boy that doesn't care about you.
Don't. It's not worth it.
CJ.
I should probably take my own advice.
Yes.
Sometimes they're just not worth it and you really have to...
You just have to move on.
You really... You have
Honestly, there are so many fish in the sea. You just have to find that one. And once you find your fishy, you keep it.
Once you find your fishy, you never let go.
Yeah, you never let go of your fishy.
You never let go of that fishy. You keep holding on to the bait. And if they say that their spark is gone, go ahead, shock them.
Yep.
If the spark's gone, okay, Pookie, let's go to a little shock room.
Like Finding Nemo. Wake up, fishy!
Wake up, fishy! We're funny.
We are funny. I think the most important thing for a girl and a guy can do, just like every person, value yourself.
Yes, value yourself because you got to put yourself before anything.
Yeah.
And if a guy says that you are, or a girl, if someone says that you are selfish for putting yourself first,
no.
They are not the one.
You are your number one priority. Your boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever you're with is not your first priority.
It is not selfish to take care of yourself.
It's not second. You can be third, fourth, but always focus on yourself and schooling, wherever. agree.
You can only control yourself and your actions and what you say. So you should be your number one priority. And I absolutely hate when people say that that is selfish.
Yeah.
It is not selfish to take care of yourself.
No. And especially in this generation, not a lot of people take care of themselves. And like they just go downhill and feel depressed. And
well, this is another episode for another time. But, you know, that causes a lot of mental health issues. And why most of our population has mental health issues.
Yeah.
Depression is a struggle.
It really is very common in teenagers, especially, and adults.
Relationships are hard. And
yeah,
in order to be in a good relationship, you put yourself first. Yeah.
And it takes time.
It does. It takes time to earn trust,
yeah,
to communicate, because communication is key in a relationship. If you just go on assuming things in your relationship, it is never going to work.
Yeah.
Ever.
And you also need to like take time and think before, like, don't even rush into anything. Like I said, I almost took 2 months, and my boyfriend, he was like, so when am I gonna meet your parents? And I'm like, well, and I explained to him, like, I'm very nervous about this, haven't been in one in a long time. And he totally understood it. And if a guy does not understand that, leave.
It's very good to set boundaries.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to like personal things, like meeting the parents. That's that's a scary thing.
I was very nervous to meet his parents, and now his parents love me and my parents love him.
I know. I don't think I ever made a good impression on parents. I don't think I did.
Yeah. That's all we have for today, folks. I am DJ Bubbles.
I'm DJ CJ.
And thank you for listening to
Girl Talk.